It's All Things Considered on KUT. I'm Emily Donahue. Octopus is shy. She lives on a reef, where there's always a lot going on. Sometimes it's more than she can take, and one day she finds herself in a new place, far from home, all alone. What happens next is the subject of Austin author and illustrator Divya Srinivasan's new book, Octopus Alone. Thank you so much for being here to talk about this book.
Thank you.
This children's book is quite beautiful.
Thank you.
Also a very beautiful little story.
Thanks.
You did the artwork as well as telling the story.
Yes.
So do you consider yourself an illustrator first or an author first?
I've been a freelance illustrator and animator for a while now, since, I guess, 1999. So that's been what I've been calling myself for many years. And my first book came out in 2011, and I've been doing illustration for The New Yorker, and I'd done animation for some videos for They Might Be Giants, and people had seen my work, and so I felt comfortable calling myself an illustrator and animator, but this writing stuff was new, and to show other people. I'd been writing just for myself up until Little Owl's Night, and so it's been great to hear that people like the writing as well.
Well, Little Owl's Night was your first book.
Yes.
And that was also called quite an extraordinarily beautiful book as well.
Thank you.
So what drew you to children's books?
I'd been drawing all my life, and in college, I went to UT Austin, and I'd always been doing, I guess, making paintings and drawings on my own. And I did a comic strip for the Daily Texan for a few years too. But I'd always drawn, and I think a lot of the drawings I did were, they seemed good for kids, and I enjoyed, I guess, making drawings that I would have liked as a kid, I think. So it had been on my mind, and I wrote a children's book on my own while I was in college that was not good, and I know why it was not published, but I know that I was interested even back then.
But in many ways, it's bigger than a children's book. I mean, there are some deep ideas in there. Sort of the difference between being alone and being lonely.
Yes.
And being scared and being brave.
Yeah. The distinction between alone and lonely, I think, is important. I think there's a tendency with kids, like if a kid likes to be alone, maybe you're called a loner. Or if a person likes to be alone, you're called a loner, which is kind of negative connotation to it. And most people I know do have a balance of those things, liking to be around people and liking to be alone. And I hope that comes across. Even just knowing that there's a place where you can be by yourself can be enough, that there's a way that you can get away, even if it's not physically.
Well, your first book had a powerful message as well. Can you talk a little bit about that?
For that book, I was thinking about when I was little and learned to ride a bike, and I was not supposed to go past a certain point, like not past a certain street because it was too far, and kind of pushing that boundary on my own a little bit. I felt really brave doing that. It wasn't too much because I was kind of a goody-goody, but it still felt thrilling to see what I could do.
So just, Little Al is being brave, but he's being safe?
He loves the familiarity of his neighborhood, and it's very comforting and cozy to him. But he's also curious about what happens beyond his known world after the night ends. I like the idea that the same place can be totally different, and you don't even know it. A place that's so familiar to him is so different at another time of day. So that was kind of one of the things that I like, that there is a whole other world happening when you're not aware of it.
Divya Srinivasan, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Divya Srinivasan's book, Octopus Alone, is in stores now. You can see her and see the new book at Book People on May 25th at 2 p.m. And there's a video online at kutnews.org. I'm Emily Donahue with KUT News.